The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey mamas, it's a quiet stormy night.
That's not even a Christmas song. Like, that just got made up in the recesses of my brain. Like, what is that? What even is that?
Hello.
Hi. Right off the bat, if my lips look a little bit greasy, that is because I put grease on them because they were getting chapped. And that happens every time I am in the winter biome of the Minecraft world that is Earth. And it is not a pleasant experience. And it's very uncomfortable. So I'm sacrificing my vanity and looking like I just puckered up with a very voluptuous woman, and this is my lips. So, also, don't know when this episode is going up genuinely, so let's just call this the Christmas episode. Is this going to be up days before Christmas, days after Christmas? We don't know, but don't worry, because Christmas is not the theme or any holiday that happens in December, because we are all inclusive. Many things happen in December, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Toyotathon, any, you know, whatever you celebrate, whatever floats your boat, I'm rocking with it. But I got back to Canada last night from Los Angeles, where I have been for, I think, almost 2 months, and I want to talk about a few things this episode, so my apologies if this is all over the place, but it's kind of just like a little, we're just hanging out, we're just feeling each other's vibes. I spit my tongue when I said that felt really good. When I was in LA, the first month I literally saw no one. I decided to become a hermit in a little shell and not socialize with a single person. I made zero plans, didn't hang out with anyone, and I didn't mind it. I got a lot of stuff done. I caught up on a lot of shows that I have been meaning to watch, but I enjoyed it. And then the second month of me being in LA, holy moly guacamole, for a month straight, I was off the rails, seeing people, traveling. I went to freaking Atlanta. I went to freaking Las Vegas. And it was fun, except I really, like, drained my social battery. Like, that was on low power mode to begin with at the start of the month. Boy, right now, if I could genuinely go live in a cabin and not see another human for the next 10 years. You could lock me in. Now is the time for me to, like, commit a heinous felony and get, like, 10 years of solitary confinement. And I'll be like, hell yes. Give me a book. Give me, I don't know, a good TV show. And I will be set. Give me a Pokemon game. You know what I'm saying? So I did definitely drain myself. And now I'm very much looking to recover. But I want to talk about kind of influencer culture. Because I don't think I've ever made like a full video on it. I definitely always bring it up because obviously it's like such a big part of my life. Like, as an influencer, or ow, frick, I bit my tongue again. Why does all my painful moments happen whenever I'm recording a podcast? Like, 2 episodes ago when I like freaking ripped my ankle apart. Great. This is something that, like, obviously is a big part of my life as an influencer in the influencer world in LA, but it's, I always forget that to 99.9999% of people, influencers are this random group of people who have literally the easiest job on earth and just post, well, to varying degrees, but just literally post videos of themselves for a living. Like, there's people working in sewers, and we're posting TikToks for a living. Tell me how that makes any sense. Anyways, I met a lot of new people this most recent trip, but I want to talk about kind of like, okay, wait, let me, I wrote down, oh my God, that laugh turned into a cough. I wrote down in my notes like a week ago, a random, I'm still deciphering what it means, but I said two type of influencer, pretty and funny. And that was a whole note. But I looked at it. I was going through my notes. I can't remember why. But I was like, wait a minute. I'm onto something there. And I realized, whenever I meet influencers, by the way, I hate that word. I wish there was another term, but there's no term that like describes someone who posts on like multiple platforms. So I can be like TikToker / YouTuber / Instagrammer. No. So we're going to say influencer, unfortunately. But I've noticed. So like, Let's take it back. The original influencers, TV stars, movie stars, okay? These were like fully well-rounded people who are one, like creative, but also two, like very sociable, very nice. Like, for example, to be in a movie or be in a TV show, you're going to have to like be able to wow a director and prove in person that you're like a cool, personable person, okay? Then comes along like YouTubers, and YouTubers, you still have to like kind of show that you have like creativity, talent. Social wise, you don't need it all that much. You can fully be like a successful YouTuber without ever leaving your house. Then cut to present day, where we have TikTokers. We have a whole new breed of people who are like in this creative kind of field. And
some don't even have any talent.
I am throwing an entire poplar tree of shade on this episode, okay? So, bringing back to my original point, if you're following, stay with me here. I promise we'll get to the point. I've noticed that some of the meanest people I've met in LA are the ones who, coincidentally or not, are the ones who, like, aren't really creative and potentially have gained their platform simply because of their looks. And at first I was like, okay, well, all right, let's dig into that. And then I realized, no, that correlation is so strong, because think of, like, the most pretty attractive person at your school, or if you graduated, like when you went to school, you get what I'm saying. Think about, were they nice? I'm not saying all pretty people are meanie bobinis, and I know I'm a little biased because those were definitely the ones bullying me in high school. However, I think it's pretty. I'd say the percentage of mean people, I mean, no, let's put a Venn diagram. You've got mean people here, and you've got pretty people, and that intersection between the two is going to be pretty big a lot of the time, okay? Boy, 5 Omicron, oh my God. So that's kind of what I notice in LA. So, like, for example, when you meet someone who does comedy videos or is like a very creative person with their videos, like, I don't know, they do like fashion or I don't know. You can just tell like they got to where they are because they are creative. Those people are literally always so nice and so personable. And I feel like it's for a reason, because like, for example, like, obviously, if there's a funny creator, they're going to be funny in real life. Like, I mean, sometimes that's not the case. And that was definitely the case for me. Ooh, I'm really throwing myself under the bus. That was definitely the case for me, like, the first 2 years of me being an influencer. Like, I would, like, I don't know, make maybe funny videos online. And then in person at, like, parties and stuff, people would expect that same energy from me. And I would just not give it to them because I would be so nervous. And, like, very antisocial still. Didn't, like, learn how to get out of that. And people would, like, literally be so awkward around me after, like, 5 minutes of meeting me. Because I would just not... I'd be, like, very, very normal. Maybe not normal, but, like, not, like, energetic or bubbly or, like, cracking jokes or anything. So, like... You very rarely see someone who's funny online who's not funny in person, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But it made me think, like, it really sometimes, like, being an influencer, it literally feels like you're in high school when you're around people who, like I don't want to say dancing, because, like, not necessarily all people that do dancing content, like, are mean or are not funny, but, like, people who you can tell got their platform from being a little pretty, pretty. They're not always going to be the nicest people, okay? So just keep that in mind. However. I don't know why I said however. Like, I had a giant point to, like, jump into. Oh, I know what I was going to touch on. y'all... This better not be Omicron. Like, genuinely, I'm not quarantined. I mean, I would quarantine if I got a positive COVID test. But, oh my God, I don't want to do that. Anyways, back. Let's reel our thought in. Wow, I really lost my train of thought there. That's bad. That, like, I lose my train of thought a lot in this podcast, but I really lost it there. Like, she derailed. It's like spilling toxic materials into the stratosphere. Oh, I was going to say. But you tend to see a lot of, like, influencers that got their platform because they're, like, more attractive or because pretty privileged. You tend to see them being in social situations a lot more than the ones who are, like, kind of more creative. I don't 100% know why that is. My guess is kind of, like, I guess maybe, like, the more creative kind of people, the people who, like, spend, like, a lot of time on content, they tend to be, like, more introverted. And aren't, like, necessarily wanting to go out to parties, like, every single weekend or anything like that. But, on the other hand, you have the pretty influencers who, like, they're the ones that they have to make videos with each other to kind of keep gaining a following. Because, like, you'll see, I remember that was out, there was that whole trend, I think, last year, like, kind of, like, white boy of the month. And you would see, like, some random white boy just absolutely blow up and then die out after a month. Like, literally a month. It was insane. Like, clockwork. And, like, it seemed like the only way they could get out of that was if they, like, met, like, freaking linked up with all the other white boys and created this, like, white boy freaking army. Like, they were, like, the next BTS or something. I guess One Direction. Why I say BTS? Like, put a group of five males. It's not automatically BTS. Also, BTS is not five people. It's definitely more than five. But they almost have to rely more on being social and, like, getting themselves in the right room to make the right videos with the right people to get ahead. So it's very interesting, kind of, like, people watching and kind of seeing who's who at these type of things. However, I had, like, multiple points I was going to touch on. Oh, I was going to talk about beef. Yeah, the pescatarian's talking about beef. This is, like, kind of unrelated, but I don't know if you guys do this too. I will randomly find someone, and listen, I'm not a hateful person. I don't know what it is, what signals people sometimes give off. But sometimes I will see someone who, oh my God, I literally want to throw them inside a microwave and turn it on to 10 minutes and watch them pop. I don't know what it is. I don't know what drives this like primal rage in my mind, but I have, I'm thinking of three right now, and no, I'm not going to say the names, I'm not trying to start beef, because there literally is no beef. That's the thing. There literally is no, I mean, there's like small little things that like maybe have happened in person that have pissed me off, but the beef I have with these people is like so in my head, I actually think I'm psycho. And we'll get into that right after this quick break. Hi, y'all just saw me roll in the window out of camera for the break. Forgot that y'all can see me there. That is actually very embarrassing. So yes, I have people, a few like IRLs, a few influencers that, oh my God, I cannot stand. And like, when I see people hang out with them, I literally, no. Today we choose love, not hate. But I've always kind of had this like fire in me. This like started in like high school, middle school. I would see like, I don't know what pisses me off. Like, I guess I know what it is. One thing I hate about people is when everyone like loves them like endlessly, like they're literally like their golden child, but you know it's like all a scam and like they're actually ingenuine and actually like so rude and like evil. That that gets my blood boiling. And there is a few people that are coming to mind right now that fit that exact criteria, that exact rubric. And yes, they are TikTokers, and the thing is, I've met all of them before and they haven't even really done much, but just like being around them and seeing like the type of person they are, I'm like, I hate you. What did SZA say? And if you wondered if I hate you, can y'all see me playing with my toes in the reflection? Thank God. I was about to delete this entire footage. Okay, next thing I want to touch on. I told y'all this would be all over the place. But anyways. I need my esophagus removed or something. Holy moly. I want to talk about parasocial relationships. Kind of a big word. Some of y'all might not be familiar. Basically, one-sided relationships. I actually don't know the full definition. And I literally went to school for this, fun fact. I went to freaking college for a year. And all we talked about was like these type of things. Parasocial relationship, blah, 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 blah. I tuned out my professor for a whole year. And I genuinely have no thoughts or memories from the entire year and a half that I was in college. Because it sucked so much. And I don't remember anything. And it's literally a black hole void of my life. But stay in school, kids. Anyways, so I grew up with like watching YouTubers. I think I've said that before, like, as y'all know. I'm trying to think who I started with. I think it was Shane Dawson was one of the first YouTubers I ever watched. That is so Jesus Christ. I genuinely like sometimes feel like I was like raised by YouTubers. Like I would be so dedicated to these influencers to the point where I literally was like a creep. Oh my God, this is gonna be so interesting to just announce. I got to the point where some like YouTubers that I was really obsessed with, or even I think there was a few Viners that I like really was obsessed with too, but I would like find their address. And now keep in mind, I was a 12-year-old and I never had like any nefarious purposes when I did this. I just like wanted to know everything about them. They had no clue who I was, but I would legitimately feel like they were my best friend. And so some of these YouTubers, I would like, I would pause their video when they were like driving in their car and see like a store nearby. And then I'd like go back and watch the video and see how many turns they took from their house. And then I would literally manage to find people's houses on Google Street View. Oh. And so then I would like, I would like try and see what their life would be like, see what restaurants are around there, and kind of like follow their life so closely for literally no reason. Like, you can tell I was just bored out of my mind that this is like, you know, I had no friends. If that is what I was doing, if I was literally like YouTubers that had no clue I even existed, I was like convinced. And like, I would DM them. Like, I was the type of person to literally DM someone like 8 times and be like, do you want to hang out? Or like I had the, for example, I had this one Viner that lived in Phoenix, Arizona that I was obsessed with, found their address. And then randomly, I was going on like a family trip to Phoenix. The way I was messaging them every single day, being like, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona. You want to hang? You want to hang? I'm big fan. Do you want to hang? Like, what? And I don't know why. Like, I genuinely think it's because I had no friends. But like, these parasocial relationships I would have were strong. Like, and I get like the whole term influencer now, because like they would mention any product and I would like ask my mom for it. Like, I was gonna say I'd buy it, but like, no, I had no money. I was like 13. For example, SS Sniper Wolf, the grip that SS Sniper Wolf had on me when I was like 14, she would be like, I'm drinking G Fuel. The way I would ask my mom for G Fuel that night, she would be like, just got Cracker Barrel cheese and crackers, went to the mall, bought Cracker Barrel cheese and crackers. It was insane. Like, literally, I became like a mindless little goat sheep. And I like obsessed. And that's kind of carried over to my daily life now, because I realized like how easy it is to like get personal information about someone. So I try to be very careful about like showing like the front of my house or like any identifying information. Like, even, okay, I'm not even gonna say it. I was bored recently, and I'm not gonna say which YouTuber this was, but I really wanted to know where in Hollywood they lived. I found it within 5 minutes, and this was like, I should not have been able to find this. So they showed one shot of their backyard, which was like a view of like the mountains. I looked at the angle of the buildings compared to their house, and then like went into Google Maps, one of the Google things, I don't know. And then I like tilted it and literally found the house. Now the thing is, like, I literally have no, I mean, it's like, obviously, I mean, I never have any like ill intentions. Like, I'm like just curious for no reason, but like, it makes me realize like how easy. There's a giant daddy long legs walking across the floor right now. It found my address, y'all. It makes me realize how easy it is to find someone. So I try and be very careful. Also, this is not an invitation. If like, now I'm like, guys, it's so easy to find where your favorite YouTuber lives. Please don't try it. have had that scare before. Have had multiple people come to my door, had to get a Ring doorbell, and almost called the police multiple times. That was last summer. Such a fun time. Did I cry every single night and have a panic? Yes. So anyways, I think the thing is, I know like 99.999% of people would never even think of doing that, slash even know how. Like, that is just like so actually insane that like it's such a small percentage of people would actually do that. And then of that small percentage of people who would like actually try and find where you live, it's such a small percentage of people who would actually like want to like come to your house or something. So So, like, whenever I see people with parasocial relationships, like, not even saying, like, oh, my God, the spider's walking on my iPad now. It's, like, walking towards me. Go away, wench. I never, like, think it's weird, even though a lot of people might think, like being that obsessed with YouTubers weird. Because, like, I think it can be very healthy sometimes. Like, for example, if you're in a time in your life, like, for example, during the pandemic, when a lot of people genuinely could not see friends or anything like that. Like having like a comfort YouTuber or like a podcast or something, very beneficial. I had lots of people like that through the pandemic and also through the multiple years of growing up when I had literally zero friends. And having YouTubers talking in my room so that I didn't go sit in the garage with the car on was very good to have. I never think it's like really weird. I think it can definitely be taken too far, as I mentioned, but as like kind of like a filler for maybe in-person friendships can be good. Oh my God, I know what I was gonna say. On the other hand, sometimes there's like, no, never mind, I'm not gonna talk about that. There's too many. I had such a personal story. I can't say it. Okay, anyways. Essentially, wow, we really just covered three completely different topics in the span of 30 minutes, 25, it'll be 30 minutes. But I always forget, like, how bizarre, like, how genuinely bizarre, like, influencer culture is. Like, we do stuff that is just not reflective of the average human experience. Like we have, like, we're really talking into our phones or dancing in front of our phones, and that's it. And it's literally, like, as someone who worked freaking at Bubba Gump for, like, a year at a greenhouse and at Cineplex, and, like, which is like a movie theater chain in Canada. And like you make like $10 an hour. Like I know how, like I would, it makes me think like I would be so annoyed if I wasn't an influencer right now, like seeing like people literally just make TikToks for a living. I would like actually be so mad. I'd be so bitter, like working at my job, seeing that. And also because like that's always something that I wanted to do. That'd be like an extra thing that would make me want to scream from the top of my lungs. So I always notice like when influencers kind of like get really big and they start doing the classic like, you know, like 2016 YouTuber like flexing, like just bought the Louis Vuitton backpack, just bought Tesla. It's like like I genuinely don't know what the response they want is from that. Because 99% of people are going to see that and not be like, whoa, this is so cool. Congratulations on your Louis Vuitton and your Tesla. Like, no. It doesn't, like you might, like, feel happy for them. But it genuinely doesn't feel good seeing people get things, like, so easily like that. When, like, for most people, like, you have to work for, like, the bare necessity of living. Like you, like in so many cities to this day, like you have to, like even working a minimum wage job every single day is not enough to literally live. It's literally not enough to pay rent or get food. Like that's insane. And then you see like, I don't know, I don't want to name drop anyone, but like random TikToker being like Louis Gucci Gucci Fendi Prada. Like, and I need to be called out too, because there was a point where like, as I got like more successful on social media, I would like think, I was like, oh, like I may have the money to buy this. Let me just randomly buy it. It doesn't even matter if I think it looks good. I just want to have Louis Vuitton wallet. And then I would buy it. I'm like, that's so stupid. Like, who cares? Who cares that it has a little letter L and letter V on it? And listen, if you do want to buy, like, designer stuff, like, it's not all bad. Like, just make sure you genuinely like it, and it's something that genuinely you think you would, like, wear or use a lot, and it would make you happy, and it's not, like, not influenced by, like, something you saw somewhere. And that's my two cents on that. Wow, we really covered so many bases today, y'all. Anyways, hope y'all got Teslas and Louis Vuitton for Christmas. No, random side note before we end. It would be so weird growing up rich. I always think about that. Like, I think maybe like every Christmas, my presents would never like end up being more than like $100. So imagine like growing up and you literally get like $5,000 worth of presents. Like that is so insane to me. And like, I also kind of think, not we're going over time. I need to talk about this. I always like kind of see like TikToks of people like living a super rich lifestyle. And all the comments are always like, well, not all the comments, but I saw this one comment that was like very true. It's like, once you have everything, life seems pretty dull. And that's like so true. It's like getting a luxury item should be like a very exciting thing. But if like every single Christmas, every single birthday, literally maybe every single week, you're like buying like a designer thing, it's like, that's like, what else do you have to look forward to then? Like, if you're just getting every single thing that you want, like, that's not how human brains are supposed to be working. Like, you're supposed to have to like have some sort of like work or like waiting to get the things you want. And I feel like it like is unhealthy to just be able to get every single thing that you want. And that's me psychoanalyzing the freaking Jeff Bezos people for today. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Happy holidays. Happy Tyrothon, everybody. Love you all so much. If you want to tweet me your near-death experiences, use the hashtag IAlmostDiedPodcast on Twitter and at me at Ben of the Week. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Take care. Ben of the Week, that's a job.